producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission, the 11th day of October.
Obama has decimated the freaking Constitution, so I don't give a damn, because if he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have to.
Who needs that old archaic Constitution and annoying Congress when you can tour the world on the taxpayers' dime and trample their rights in the process, right? Attorney General Loretta Lynch, no one except your band of cohorts were impressed when you went after a meaningless game as you tackled FIFA instead of throwing the bankers laundering the drug cartel's billions under the jail, kicking the proverbial soccer ball down the road. Rather than present her case to the American people from any number of American establishments, Attorney General Lynch, basking in New World Order arrogance, bypassed the American people, bringing together a vile congregation to the Islamic High Council, the United Nations. Speakers included the diligent socialist mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, who expressed the ominous, "Extremism doesn't discriminate. It comes in many forms. It comes in many different backgrounds and ideologies. Our mission should be to address extremism in all of its forms." And Jordan's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Prince Zayed Raad Al Hussein, a human rights council that just made the xenophobic and brutal nation of Saudi Arabia a member. Writing for Breitbart, Pamela Geller explained, "The United Nations is a Sharia-compliant world body, and Obama, speaking there just days ago, insisted that violent extremism is not exclusive to Islam, which it is. Obama is redefining jihad terror to include everyone but the jihadists. So will the UN, driven largely by Sharia-enforcing Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the OIC, and the pro-Islamic post-American President Obama, use a global police force to crush counter-jihad forces? This global police force was dreamed up by professors in the halls of Oxford and spearheaded by the New World Order think tank, the Institute of Strategic Dialogue, now launched as of September 29, 2015, by our traitorous government. It is described on the Strong Cities Network website as a global network of local authorities united in building resilience to prevent violent extremism. An international steering committee of cities and local authorities selected from different regions across the globe. Of course, Muslim Americans are complaining they will be targeted. American Thinker writes, "The Strong Cities program has been criticized by the New York Civil Liberties Union and by American Muslim activists, fearful that it will target Muslims. Similar criticisms have been leveled against the Department of Justice Countering Violent Extremism program, notably by the Islamist posing as civil rights group, Council on American Islamic Relations. New York groups like the NYCLU, Association of Muslim American Lawyers, and the Justice League of NYC expressed concern that New York would eventually become active with the Justice Department's Countering Violent Extremism, or CVE, programs, which they say overwhelmingly target Muslim communities. But most Americans know what Shinola looks and smells like, and are well aware of who the real target is." Oath Keepers asks, "What assurances are there that it will be gained in accordance with individual protections mandated in the Bill of Rights? Just what best practices are acceptable? And will the representatives of our people, that would be the Congress, have unfettered oversight of the process? What further protections will there be against foreign law influencing decisions required to comport with the supreme law of the land? Something more than one progressive Supreme Court justice has expressed an interest in considering flexible. President Obama is desperately attempting to decrease the overwhelming amount of gun owners to create a level playing field in which the New World Order can thrive. But it was his own policies and arrogance that led to record numbers of Americans stockpiling guns and ammunition. Obama's latest berserk executive order authority would impose new background check requirements for buyers who purchase weapons from high-volume gun dealers. Under the proposed rule change, dealers who exceed a certain number of sales each year would be required to obtain a license from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and perform background checks on potential buyers. At this point, I'm sure the average American citizen contends that this all sounds completely unreasonable, considering the irony irony of President Obama's increasingly transparent administration that has blatantly waged war on constitutionally protected whistleblowers, clandestinely grown ISIS, ISIL, or whatever the hell you want to call it, and quietly aided a flood into the United States of anti-American Islamic extremist terror cells. Good luck, America. We're all counting on you. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
We'll be back with the kickoff.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I am certainly honored to be here yet again with all of you tuning in across the United States and across the planet. Extremely humbled. Thank you for joining us. We are live on this Sunday, the 11th day of October 2015. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then, of course, I will return tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time as well, if the Lord is willing. I want to take a lot of phone calls today, because I didn't take any on Friday. But I also need to get to this news, and there is so much of it. And as the global tyranny of world government comes out in the open, comes out of the shadows, it's going to become more and more ridiculously obvious that these people do not have our best interest at heart and are smashing any semblance of culture, national sovereignty, the family, individualism. It is a conquering of the human species, turning us into a bunch of milling, dumbed down, drugged out, TV head, iPad head gerbils. There's a massive launch after the Second Amendment. We've got the latest developments on that. We've got China asking the world to impose a code of conduct on the Internet. That means censorship on the Internet. We have the IMF saying Iceland has repaid its remaining $332 million in debt ahead of schedule. Folks might say, why does Iceland matter? I'm going to get to that story and explain why. They were told that they owed $8 billion 7 years ago. They arrested their finance minister and found out that 93% of the debt was not the country's, and that it was less than $1 billion that the people actually owed. Then England, the UK, tried to declare that everyone in Iceland, 400,000 plus people, were terrorists, and that they couldn't get on British Airways flights. That, of course, got defeated in court. So now, 7 years later, they've paid off the remaining $332 million, which is nothing, for basically a city, Reykjavik, where most of them live, of 400,000 people to pay off. Wasn't $8 billion, wasn't $10 billion, was less than $1 billion. Like $800 million if you go back to the time. And now they've paid it off. 90-plus percent of the debt was not theirs, and they had been signed on to mainly British debt, UK debt. And the reason this is important is they're the only country to say no to paying debts that aren't theirs. And that's what globalism is all about. If, like I said, I'd cover it later, I'm covering it right now. They've created the private central banks over 2.2, according to USA Today, probably a lot bigger now. That number is a couple years old. 2.2 quadrillion dollars in derivatives. And they've had every major Western government, from Japan to Canada, the United States to Germany, Australia, Belgium, France, doesn't matter, Western industrialized nations, they've signed us on to it, and it turns out 90, again, there's an algorithm, there's a number, 90-plus percent of it. It varies country by country. Ireland, it's 91% of the debt isn't theirs. In the UK, 92% of the debt isn't theirs. In the United States, 90% of the debt isn't ours. You look this up. It's not our debt, but you see, the big mega banks were too big to fail in 2008. They took the stock market down by a third. Everybody panicked and they said, okay, bail us out. But when you bail them out, you're suddenly in debt to them. They've now enjoyed 8 years of unlimited, free, taxpayer-backed, interest-free money. And they've expanded derivatives since that point. And you have a politically ignorant population, you have a politically inept population, you have a politically illiterate population. They are like lambs to the slaughter, not understanding this. You can break it down and just search the fact that Greece has no debts when they actually look at what they've already paid, but it doesn't matter. This is how you're conquered by white-collar fraud, where the large five megabanks put their operatives in over a period of time into your government, and both parties, or in the case of Greece or other nations, three or four parties, and then it's game over. They can conquer you financially. And what do these big banks promote? Open borders, a tax on the family, higher taxes, smaller homes, less energy, austerity, that you're poor, you're living hand to mouth, so you can't speak up, so you can't resist, so you can't be uppity and prosperous. And so before I get into all this news, I want to tie it into globalism and the open borders issue. But before I do that, I will cover this later. And I'm on record a month ago when it broke, and I've been on record every week since then, that it would be every major auto manufacturer would be caught faking their emissions testing. It's either that or go out of business, because these rules on the combustion engine are designed to ban the combustion engine. Just like Obama saying when he's running for office 8.5 years ago, not 8.5 years ago, 6.5 years ago, it all blurs together. I guess he was running for office about 8 years ago. He said, we will ban coal power plants. You can build one, but we will bankrupt you. The average person says, I don't own a coal plant. Why do I care? Because that's why your discretionary income's gone down. That's why your power prices in the last 6.5, 7 years have gone up so dramatically, is because they've massively increased the price of everything that deals with transportation, travel, manufacturing, keeping the lights on. That is a tax on everyone, and it was done to make you poor. They even admit that. This is what Agenda 21 is, and there's so much I could sit here and cover today, but just understand that this is turning the lights out. This is making you dependent. This is destroying the prosperity-based economy. And you can demonize the consumer economy. You can demonize the way culture's set up in the sprawling cities. There's plenty of problems with it. But what they're offering is not a fix to it. It's using our dependency to absolutely enslave us, and then not offering real alternatives to build a better civilization while exempting the establishment from it. So here it is in the London Guardian. Four more car makers join diesel emissions row. Scandal. Mercedes-Benz, Honda, Mazda, Mitsubishi cars are shown to emit significant more NOx pollution, NOx pollution, on the road than in regulatory tests. The computers know they're being tested. They kick on in a test mode. And the reason I knew that it would end up being all of them, is it's turned out Audi's doing it as well. The reason I knew this is because I know how the globalists operate, and car makers are absolutely in line with the large agenda of globalization. They're turning our cars into little spy bots that are going to tax us by the mile. All the big automakers go to major conferences. They're secretive, but it comes out in trade publications. All of this has been planned. The Germans at VW, at Volkswagen, would never do that unless the decision had been made and been authorized at the highest levels of global government. I mean, we're already ruled by the TPP they signed last week, and we still can't see a copy of it 2 years into it. I mean, this is world government. And so they wouldn't have done this unless in a global council they were authorized. That's how these people operate, is by consensus to carry out crimes.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGTHEM.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods can turn your world upside down. And if you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com has partnered with Numana. You'll find the most advanced water filtration devices and the best tasting non-GMO gluten-free long-term storable food that you'll love to eat. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us online at powerprepper.com. That's powerprepper.com. Remember, powerprepper.com. Storable food you'll love to eat.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The whole VW scandal's not that important, but when you understand the mindset, the logic of the globalist, through this particular story, you can see a wider horizon and a wider spectrum. That's how we were able to predict that a bunch of other automakers would be caught basically with the exact same software program, which they now claim, we have a clip, accidentally fell into the software of the car. Just like black boxes worldwide in all new cars manufactured for the last decade have black boxes to track you by the mile and then to wirelessly start taxing you by the mile as soon as governments decide to turn it on. I told you about that 15 years ago. It started 10 years ago. Now they're announcing from Seattle, Washington to Austin, Texas, taxing people by the mile. And just magically, the black box is in your car that does it. It just magically fell into there. Two engineers just put it in there, and VW doesn't know why. And then magically, the exact same thing is on all these other car manufacturers. Gee, because it's a criminal operation at the top. And they don't commit a crime unless everyone in the combine, in the Fortune 100, commits it at the same time. And the idea is then too big to fail. That everyone's involved in the crime, so no one can go down for it, or everyone will go down. They build it as a house of cards on purpose. I forget how you pronounce it. I haven't seen it yet. I like Josh Brolin. He's got a new movie out about CIA and drug trafficking. And at the end of the movie, I've talked to three people that have seen it. They go, it's what you say. Spoiler alert. At the end of the movie, you find out the CIA runs all the drugs and is running the drug cartels, which is all admitted on record. Most of the big cartels. And they say, oh, good, you run it to stop the drugs? They go, no, we run it so we control it. So there is no organized crime. That's how we keep America safe, is we run the organized crime. Well, my dad told me that when I was 7 years old. As he was sitting there reading his Zbigniew Brzezinski book, The Technotronic Era. I read that book many years later when I was like 12 or 13. And in the book, he admits, no, the U.S. government runs all the major crime cartels that are allowed to operate inside the U.S., and Interpol runs the European ones, and that's, quote, how they control the criminal element. No, you are the criminal element. And the argument is, well, we keep it down. We keep it under control. No, you don't. You're expanding the culture of corruption. Sicario, I think I pronounce it, yeah. And then, oh my gosh, Hollywood tells the truth. What a joke. That's why it had happened a long time. But cops will pull me over or something and go, got any drugs or alcohol in the car? No, no alcohol, no drugs. Really, no drugs? I'm like, no, man, I'm not using the products that the government ships in. Or the prescription drugs they push on everybody that are just as bad. But you ought to worry about the vaccines. That's the real drug to lower your IQ and implant you with all sorts of RNA and DNA. Let me guess, cop, you got some family that's got cancer. Probably some young people. Yeah, how'd you know that? Well, everybody's getting cancer now, bro. Why don't you worry about the real enemy? Well, I'm just doing my job. I know, you're just doing your job. You're the highway patrol. And look, I get there's a bunch of scum involved with drugs. But the point is that's the low level that goes out and robs and runs the graft and runs the criminal red light districts and everything and runs the robbery, burglary operations to then feed it all back into the big banks that launder the money and then keep their hands clean. And what's crazy is what I'm saying now is just admitted fact. There isn't one police detective I've talked to, one FBI agent, one federal marshal, one retired CIA agent, officer, one person in the system I've talked to in the last 20 years that denies this. They all know it. And it's a government, it's a system based on fraud, based on coercion, based on bullying, based on thuggish behavior. And the enemy in this culture is logic. They have a former intelligence analyst came out on Breitbart, it was Daily Caller, and did a big piece about how political correctness is really mind control and meant to screw people up, and meant to create division, and meant to hamstring debate, and meant to kill Renaissance from the inside. But I don't need them to tell me that. It's been declassified. That's what it is. Anybody that wants to ban father and mother and boy and girl and says it's hurtful if you're a he or a she in public schools and colleges across the country, that's now banned. That's a freakish cult of control freaks that are highly dangerous. Everywhere I see Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, all the usual suspects, Bernie Sanders, running around as fast as they can, saying, we're so sorry, Hispanics, that whites hate you and are racist. We're so sorry you're being persecuted. We're so sorry everyone's being mean to you. We're so sorry the Republicans are so horrible. A large portion of the Republicans are the ones that wrote Obamacare, the ones that won open borders. They're globalists. But they sit there with a straight face. We're so sorry you get free health care and can have your babies for free. We've got the most open borders in the world, and we don't enforce on illegals. We're so sorry that everything wasn't free enough. And we're so sorry that there's billions of people that want to come here, and that there's some people that just don't want to bring them all here and give them everything free. Then they've got Peter Sutherland, head of the Bilderberg Group, head United Nations Special Representative of the Secretary General for International Migration, running the assault on Europe, the same assault we have from Latin America here. And he actually says, we must take more refugees and get rid of sovereignty. And he has get over the illusion, that's a quote, of sovereignty. And he says, there is no sovereignty. And this is a guy through NATO who's imploded the Middle East and North Africa. They want to bring in 40 to 50 million radical Islamics. They've already been bringing in like 2-3 million a year. Now they're accelerating that. Now Obama's talking about 300,000 a year. And he says it's a moral responsibility for Europeans to bring people in and to pay for it. After they lower the borders of Europe, after they implode these countries, and then they advertise, come here, everything's free, and there's a giant dash as borders collapse. And as in major cities, sometimes 100,000 illegals will just run around raping, robbing, burning. In Oktoberfest, it's in the German news, they march up and say, you can't drink beer to people at cafes. They tell women, you do not wear skirts. And the Europeans are rolling over via political correctness. They're neutralized, and they're saying, absolutely. And now in Sweden and Germany, they're taking people's houses and giving them to the radical Islamics.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, we're going to open the phones up. I forgot to mention Leo Zagami, the big Vatican insider who predicted they'd put a Jesuit pope in and specifically said it would be Pope Francis. Traveled, of course, to Rome a few months ago to interview him there. He's going to be joining us from Rome for about 30, 45 minutes in the next hour. I want to go to your phone calls on any news item, any issue, any question, any comment you have you'd like to raise. The Sunday phone number is different than the weekday phone number. It's 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. And if you've got questions for Zagami, too, you can get on hold now if you want to talk to him as well. But I intend to start going to calls during this segment. So there is an article by William F. Jasper, the editor of the New American Magazine, who's been to basically every one of these UN conferences. He was on with us Friday, and he published this story today. Insider, EU-US must take more refugees, get rid of sovereignty. Those are quotes, by the way. Peter Sutherland, the United Nations Special Representative on the Secretary General for the International Migration, is hoping and is hopping from one pulpit to the next, preaching the message that refugee tsunami proves national sovereignty is, quote, an illusion, a mere mirage that must be done away with. Moreover, says Sutherland, the United States and European Union have not merely a moral but a legal obligation to protect refugees and then to advertise they should come and everything's free. And that means, he makes it quite clear, the United States and EU are obligated to take in an unspecified quota but potentially millions of refugees and migrants, most of them who are currently streaming out of Muslim countries of the war-decimated Middle East and Africa. And then it goes over his quotes. Notice Obama about a month ago said, we're going to take 10,000 refugees. And I said, within a week or two, it'll be 200, 300, 400,000. And it was 200 and 300,000. Now they're going, yeah, a million. And you're going to pay for it. Saudi Arabia won't take one refugee. This is so ridiculous. But this is political correctness. And then this story's up on drudgereport.com. It's one that Don Salazar did, but it links to AP video and local news. Shock video, dozens of dehydrated illegals pour out of a semi-truck in Texas. And again, we're not against these poor people. But we see the Hollywood actor, I'm going to cover this later, coming back into the United States with his wife. And they supposedly committed $5,000 of vandalism in L.A. 5 years ago. And so he's arrested and going to be extradited to California. But the illegals can create just huge amounts of crimes and not get in trouble. Randy Quaid, who said that Hollywood lawyers and others had swindled him and that they were basically killing stars after they robbed him. Well, I don't know if he's telling the truth. He comes off as credible. But I know the inside of Hollywood, and I know I've been told the exact same thing by some of the biggest stars out there. And Hollywood was founded by the Jewish and Italian mafia, basically. And that's who runs it today. I mean, I've been out there at the highest levels. And that's what's going on. And so he speaks out, and then magically he's coming back into the United States. And he is snapped up and arrested in the database. They know who he is. His wife's arrested. And they're now facing all these felony charges for $5,000 in damage that they haven't been proven to have done to their house that their lawyer took over. And all I'm saying is, you can pull up the numbers. Over 200,000 illegal aliens are released out of state and local jails and prisons every year. And over 50 plus thousand just this year so far have been released that were aggravated felons. Look it up for yourself. It's got to be approaching 100,000 right now. Last time I saw it, it was 50-plus thousand. A couple months into the year, it was 36,000. I mean, you can pull these numbers up. Just type in 36,000 aggravated felons released in 2015. You'll see the article from a few months ago. You can find them just as it just ratchets up. But hundreds of thousands of criminals are released, large portions of them aggravated felons, and then the Democrats go and go, you poor things, people are being so mean to you. a true miscarriage of justice. Here's another one out of the Sun Sentinel. Cubans retire to Florida with help from U.S. taxpayers. And it says that Fidel Castro just sends people once they're ready to retire here, and then everything's free. Now, is the Sun Sentinel racist? That's not a, you know, right-wing paper, is it? I mean, Donald Trump was evil for saying we're getting milked. It's true. More Cubans are coming to Florida in their golden years, retire, able to tap U.S. government assistance, even though they never lived or worked here. They're now crossing in their 80s and 90s. I mean, this country's a joke. In China, they advertise in the newspapers. CNN's reported on this. 10,000 Chinese women a month on average, and it's growing, land on mainly the West Coast a week before their due date, and they have their baby, and then their husband can be brought in. And guess what? The baby's free. And then you sit there with a straight face going, be politically correct. Don't be racist. You're going to pay. It's your moral obligation. You're going to do it. 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 What a cult. And then I thought of this article that was viral on Thursday and Friday that Don Salazar wrote for InfoWars.com. And people didn't believe us at first. They went and called the yoga place. It's confirmed. The left is now defending it. That's the follow-up article. No whites allowed at yoga studio in yoga class. And the reason I thought of that article to pull it up is because people are people. You can have black racist, white racist, whatever. But the left endows and injects a racial ideology into these illegals and into the, quote, minorities who are the majority in most areas to where they really have a race consciousness and an identity consciousness that hates white people. And the average white person is a trendy, vapid, shallow, self-hating, groveling, TV head-watching, limp-wristed coward who's mentally ill. I mean, you think white people are out to get you? White people are a joke of mind control in this country who will bend over to anything. And because of that, this whole country is being usurped right now because the white people are under cultural mind control and guilted into doing whatever the media and government says, and the minorities are being seduced in to being servants of the establishment. They believe in some type of social uprising, some type of class warfare against whitey, while offshore megabanks turn off the power and the food to the third world, and the global culling and collapse has already begun. Former head of special forces, General Stubblebine, I'm going to get him on in the next few weeks. But it was relayed to me through a top lawyer that came and visited us last week, who came through town, who represents those guys in their media operations, that they're about to announce that they have the intel. The collapse of the world has begun. The global culling has begun. And, of course, we already know this, but this is from the inside. So we're going to break it all down when we come back. We're going to go right to your phone calls. And then I'll get into the move to take our guns, the move to further break up our families, China helping lead the world for internet censorship, and so much more today. We'll be back. James, Jim, Jorge, and others.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the
time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I ran into a professional lady yesterday while I was out taking care of some business, actually in the morning, and she talked about her and her husband and her children. She said, you know, I had to stop listening to your show some because it's so scary, and I would go research your claims and find out they were true. But she said, then I realized you're just trying to shake people out of their trance. And that it's good to know this stuff's happening. And that's absolutely where I stand. Driving in today to do this Sunday show, I was thinking of all the news I'd read at home, all the news I knew was going to be here when I got here on my desk. And I thought, where do I start? What do I talk about? What do I get into? Because I don't want to just sit here and rattle off all the problems to people like I'm complaining. There's so much beauty in the universe. There's so much good. There's so much opportunity. We can do anything together. But there is a war on common sense. And I'm going to your calls, but later in the next hour, there is an Associated Press article, an AFP article. When you look at this, it's all like the same person wrote it. Donald Trump says sometimes he carries a gun, AFP. The revelation is likely to spark a backlash from advocates calling for tighter gun control after three separate shootings. As if Donald Trump, worth $5 billion, who has Mexican drug cartels saying they want to kill him, El Chapo says, I'm going to get you. He goes out and gets a permit to carry a gun himself. He'd be crazy if he didn't. And then they act like that's alien and weird. That's almost as bad as saying mother or father. That's almost as bad as having tag. You know, they ban that nationwide in the schools. Why? That's almost as bad as not advertising Come to America, everything's free. What's your people's problem? Don't you want higher taxes? And you find out all these people pushing it, like Peter Sutherland of the UN, is basically tax exempt. But they sit there with a straight face in all these articles going, whoa, controversial. Did you see Donald Trump? He brushed his teeth this morning. Whoa, that's weird. He put his shoes on. I'm going to tell you one crazier. I saw him have a cup of coffee. Whoa, whoa. And we all just go, yeah, that's what I mean. Did you see how discredited Ted Cruz was? Yeah. Remember this talking point about a year ago. He said Obamacare wouldn't let you keep your doctor. Boy, he's pretty discredited now because he does take your doctor. He said it would increase prices, and it did. He's pretty discredited. It's like they don't even argue intellectually. They just like act like five-year-olds going, mommy, he put his hand in the cookie jar. It's just all about the response. It's not even about what's being done. It's bizarre that this works on anyone. I mean, I read these because I saw like three articles about Trump and the gun. And they, by the second one, I went, wait a minute, this is a talking point. Man, I tell you, he's pretty discredited. He's got drug cartels saying they want to kill him. He's super rich and a major target. And he says he carries a gun to protect himself as a front-runner presidential candidate. Gee, there's no reason for him to do that. Okay, well, then if Donald Trump can't have a gun, who can have a gun? I mean, at what level do you get to have a gun? I guess when you're Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama? George W. Bush got to have a gun? I mean, it just shows the discriminatory nature of this. And that's why they make everything discrimination that isn't discrimination. Because they're discriminating against all of us when General Electric is exempt from taxes and Google is exempt from taxes and Apple, look it up, is exempt from taxes and Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway are, for all intents and purposes, exempt from taxes. And then they're the biggest recipients of the banker bailout. So I don't know what we do about this, but the system is a joke. I'm going to go to your phone calls. We're going to get Zagami on at 15 after because I need to be able to get to a bunch of these calls. I appreciate Zagami joining us. He'll be with us the last 45. I was having the first 45 of the hour, but I'm going to have him the last 45 in the next hour. Briefly, we have some of the highest quality non-GMO storable foods out there. I just think it's insurance you can eat. In these troubled times, economic uncertainty, I believe, collapse around the corner. At least in many parts of the world, having high-quality storable foods is the way to go. We have what we call InfoWars Select, powered by Mad Patriot Supply, one of the biggest, most successful high-quality food companies out there. This stuff is super fresh. We're able to offer it at even lower prices by private labeling it. It's their full spectrum, their full catalog. We just put our sticker on it, and then I can get even lower prices to dominate the market. That's just what I do. With things like ProPure, G2, we now are the biggest distributor in the world after 4 years because we had special, you know, deals to be able to offer the lowest prices. That's just how I operate, old-fashioned free market. Well, we have 10% off on the water filters and free shipping. And then CJ came in and said, you're not reading the full plug that you came up with, the special deal you got. There's free shipping, Alex. And I went, oh, you're right. I've been plugging that all last week. It's not just 10% off. It's free shipping, free shipping on storable food on a heavy item is just mega special. So listen, you're already getting the lowest price even when there's not a special in the industry. That's what we go after. Then you get 10% off. Then you get free shipping. That's what we're offering. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We can answer all your questions. And they got the full catalog of My Patriot there. And then we got the full catalog of InfoWars Select right beside us. You can just see it's lower. It's the exact same food, exact same people. It's a great deal of My Patriot. We drop ship it. Your purchase supports the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com. The system wants to make you dependent. Don't be dependent. Firearms, water filters, storable food, and then politically be involved to try to save the country, save the energy systems, save the infrastructure that's been shut off. But I'll be quite frank with you. We're winning the info war. Folks are waking up, but the globalists are in charge, and they don't care. And they're putting us basically financially to death right now. So it's the best of times, worst of times. We're going to get into the big move to get our guns coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Thank you for holding. James in New York City, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you? James from New York City.
Welcome.
I have a couple questions for you. You there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. Donald Trump, is he the real deal? The other question is a New World Order, but if you can answer that first for me, with Donald Trump.
I have to judge a tree by its fruits, and I think he's a politician. I think he's very slick. I like him as a person. He's very Americana. I don't completely trust him, but it doesn't matter. The rhetoric he's putting out is what the rest of the Republicans wouldn't do, that's popular, that's true. So I support his message, and I think he might be a big enough egomaniac, and I mean that in a positive way. That's what it takes to lead sometimes, that he may want to be president instead of just being a shill for Hillary. I know he's been in deep with the Clintons. But I just have to give him the benefit of the doubt. But regardless, he's now the tip of the spear for what I'd call the Tea Party. And so they want to destroy him in name to try to hurt us. So we have to defend Trump while he's telling the truth, while letting him know we're watching him very closely. So I think that's the balanced approach to this. What do you think?
I agree. I'm an old libertarian. Been listening to your show for 10 years. I'm a first time caller, so he kind of pushes me in that direction to want to vote for him. But I do feel worried, you know.
Sure, I mean he's got some problems in his past, but I mean I had different views 10-15 years ago to a certain extent. So look, they attacked him, they thought it would work, it backfired on him. He's now the leader of the race, and he's bringing up real issues, and he's got a lot of Democrats supporting him because they're not suicidal. So I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, James. Great question. Jim in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Go ahead.
Awesome. Well, I'm a huge supporter of InfoWars.com. Love all the new members, the team. Love them. We left Plato's Cave.
So your phone is real low. I'm having trouble making out what you're saying.
Okay, just 1 second, please. Because if I have to take my
stuff
off the headset, I will.
Okay. As a rule, headsets, speakerphones probably aren't the best system. And all I ask you, go ahead, sir. I'm going to have to put you on hold. I tell you what, we're gonna work on that phone line with you. We'll crank up the outro music, and we're going to come back and continue with your phone calls straight ahead. You know, we screen these calls just to make sure there's good audio, not for your content, and then people get on the air and it sounds like hammered hell. And I just can't handle it. All right, we'll be right back with the second hour as we try to alert humanity to what's happening. And I'm also going to talk about why we're in so much trouble. I mean, there's one simple reason straight ahead.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.